During the Second World War, the village was a very different place to today. The houses in the village huddled around a church with many outlying cottages for farming communities. They had no electricity, telephones, mains, water and sewage. The population was much the same, but many of the young men were away at the war. Here are some of the memories from villagers Doris Snow, Rosemary Pitts and Walter Sixer Clift.
Yes, and what was it like during the war then?
Oh, not very nice round here, you know. We had several bombs dropped, one up at Hyde Road and one at Little Waltham. When the children were having their lunch, they dropped, I don't know what that was, but anyway, it didn't kill anyone, but it exploded somewhere up there, yes. But when we first noticed the doodle bugs, they used to come in from Colchester way. And we laid in bed and I said, woke my husband, I said, there's a tractor coming. I said, come on, you're late up. He said, no, lay down. He said, that's a doodle bug. And they used to come straight over here. But then they had the guns or something on at Colchester and they stopped them coming in that way. Yes, it was terrible sometimes.
Now, how did you manage for rations?
Well, I was very sure. What I wanted was bread, because, see, I used to have to pack up sandwiches. I didn't know where my husband was going. And there used to be an old lady that lived opposite me, and we exchanged. I gave her my tea ration, and she gave me the bacon ration, I think it was. So that's how we managed. It was awful at times, but so he didn't have to go. He was making the pill boxes in that time because he had two medicals, but then they didn't send for him anymore. So I was glad he really didn't go in one way.
Did he make the pill boxes here?
Yeah, yes, they're all along here, aren't they? Yeah. All through the park and all down by the river, yes.
But I mean, on another thing, we had the Italian prisoners of war in the war at Blue House to cut the hedges, and their officer, they come out of prison
in Johnson.
And they come out to, she had two meadows, right? Yeah. And she had these cut down by these Italians, and they used to come and get water from me, from Blue House. Yeah. And I got to know them, you know, they were quite nice. Mm-hmm. And I was changing, well, I was upstairs changing into my afternoon gear. My bedroom window was sort of out the back near the door. And what did he sing to me under my window? Oh, Rosemary, I love you, right the way through, Italian. So I've been, it's the truth, this is, yeah, he sang to me. Why did people keep singing to me? Oh, dear, it's lovely, though. I liked him.